This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sound happy to you?
Doesn't sound happy to me. She just sounds like she's phoning it in. But yet a very talented lady, Patti LaBelle and the Bluebells was the name of the group, if I remember correctly.
That was Lady Marmalade, was on, right?
Lady Marmalade, yep. She was on tour, and so the folks that were working in your position, Jay, thought, hey, let's get Patti LaBelle. So we had Patti LaBelle come on the program. She had just performed. She was somewhere. It was early one morning, and she had performed late the previous night on the West Coast, so she was still awake. So I was chatting along with her, as I do with people, and I asked her a question, and I didn't get an answer. So I said at the time, Rich McFadden, I think, was at the controls, and I said, Richie, what's the matter? What'd she do? And then we heard this, and a slump. She had fallen asleep.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. All right, anyway. Back into the spirit. Actually, I am having a hard time because I've just been getting into the details of what's going on in Las Vegas, the University of Las Vegas, that shooting there, and what the situation is with the victims. I think pretty much everybody knows because it's trending everywhere. Three people were killed. One of the other people involved in this altercation is in the hospital. That was at the Las Vegas campus. So obviously the police are all over the place trying to figure this out. Authorities say that the shooter engaged in a shootout with two campus officers who were on the scene. They're not going to tell people. And I think that's the best way to handle these things, by the way. Don't tell people who the shooter is. Don't give him what he or she, most of the time he, is looking for. And that's to become famous, even if it costs them their lives. They're so mentally unstable that that's what they want. So anyway, this is something that started late yesterday morning on the campus. Mm-hmm. And so you look around, the police... Yeah. So what's that all about?
Yeah, I think a lot of times when you look at school shootings, when it's maybe high school age or college age, it's typically one of the other students. And this is a 60-year-old man who, fortunately, was taken out by authorities before he could have hurt or killed anybody else.
Yeah. Yeah. But it is unusual, as you're suggesting, the fact that this older fellow... this is a big school, by the way. I didn't know. 30,000 undergraduate students, graduate students. It's a big campus, 300 acres, a couple of miles from the Strip. It's become very popular. Las Vegas is becoming a very popular place for people to move. It seems to be quieter than certainly Los Angeles and better, they think, for children to be raised in that atmosphere. I know Mark Wahlberg has made a big thing out of moving to Las Vegas.
It's a great area, and it's really, when you think of Las Vegas, you think of the Vegas Strip. And that's the only part of Las Vegas that is like the Vegas Strip is the Vegas Strip. Everywhere else, it's great to raise a family.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a pretty interesting place. So anyway, your heart goes out to the people who lost, the families who lost members of the family. And then you figure out what they'll go through this man's last 24 hours, the last week of his life, the last year of his life, and find out what they'll get to the bottom of it. Find out what his thing was. But at the moment, that's the update, and that's the bad news. I don't know. Bad news travels and goes in cycles. Here's the story of a 3-year-old who died after running into oncoming traffic. The mother runs after him to try to save him, and she gets run over too. She survived. The 3-year-old did not.
Absolutely devastating.
This is in Melbourne, WMEL, with the story. It darted behind a trailer. So she tried to stop him, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And there's somebody coming on that same road. This is Derry Road. Both the child and his mother seriously hurt. And so the child, so what's the rest of her life going to be like? What's she going to think about when she thinks about Christmas time 2023? And whatever happened, I didn't even see. Did they grab the guy that was driving the car? I mean, no, it wasn't. It's not like it was his fault.
I don't believe it was a hit and run, yeah.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, but it's just absolutely heartbreaking. And she tried her best to save her baby, and it just...
Here's another one. 19-year-old died after getting trapped in a landslide in the Minnesota State Park. Up there with his family, Jack Losso was visiting the state park with the rest of his family. The victim was trapped under the earth that had collapsed during a rock slide. I don't know how you avoid those things. I don't know how you deal. I mean, it's not like you could predict that this sort of thing happened. There are 30 people, mostly police and volunteers, ran up there with shovels to try to dig him out, but they didn't find him alive. I guess he was alive at first, and then he died before they got him out of the rubble. So here you go. There's another. You just when you look at these things, you think, okay, how could this have been avoided? How could things have been different? And I don't know what the answer is. I don't know how you put that forth.
Yeah.
So
when you look at freak accidents, it's not like it's negligence. It's just
Here's another one.
A fate.
Mm-hmm. Elderly woman here in Massachusetts, according to the Boston papers, died. Her car rolled over her body. This is, I don't know, do I want to tell? This is in North Reading, which is not far from me. I don't, maybe the only reason to tell the story is to let people know how it happened so you'd be more conscious no matter what your age. This car rolled backwards onto her. The crews, but I'm trying to figure out why she was behind the car. I don't see that there was somebody in the car. Was this her car? And she didn't put it in gear and she walked behind it? Didn't put it in park? Didn't put the brake on?
Yeah, or something like that. There's this actor, Anton Yelchin, who was killed by his car. He had gotten out of his car to open the gate, and I think there ended up being some type of recall on the brake just didn't work as it was supposed to.
Yep. Yep. A lot of people, if you look at the stats, 718 people were killed in the past year, 9,500 injured by rollaway cars with nobody inside of them. To wit, what you just said about people getting out of there. I mean, I've done this, frankly. I've done it with tractors. I've done it with trucks. I get out of them, and I think they're safe, and I'm in a hurry, and I don't put the brake on. Don't put it in gear, shut the engine off. I've had, I remember once when Charlotte was still alive, she was in the front seat of one of the trucks that I have, Ford 550 that I used to haul equipment around, and I didn't put it in gear, and it rolled down the hill into a wagon of feed, knocked the feed wagon over, scared the living hell out of Charlotte. God, I can still remember, it's like, I could still see her in the truck as I ran to jump into the truck. I didn't catch it. I could still see her standing up in the seat, looking over the back of the seat, looking at me. And so anyway, this stuff is Some of it's negligence, to be sure.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it is...
pure freak accident. Well, look at Jeremy Renner, who was crushed by a snowplow.
The
snowmobile tractor was sliding and almost hit his adult nephew, and he jumped out to get him to safety, and he ended up getting crushed by it.
All right. Big mining problem tragedy in South Africa. 13 workers have died there, involved in an elevator shaft. After a worker, somehow the shaft, something happened in the shaft, and a lot of people died from injuries when the shaft, the elevator in the shaft went down 650 feet. Can you imagine what that feels like? For something to go uncontrollable down a 650-foot hole, then it hits the bottom with that force, how would you even survive? And 13 people didn't.
Mm-hmm. And how many were
it was
80 something? 50 workers are still in the hospital.
Yeah. Well, yep. This is something I don't want to. Yeah, well, this is sort of things. I don't know. Here's a guy that was killed by a Siberian tiger that attacked his pet. So you can pretty much imagine what this looked like. 76-year-old guy who lived in a remote village. A tiger wanders in and attacks his dog, so he goes out after the tiger, and the tiger attacks him and kills him. And that's the end of that. We've had a lot of these sorts of things with various cats, right, and big black bears this year. A lot of that stuff has gone on. And part of it comes because of the habitat changes. Animals are getting pushed out of what was their home. And, they're not thinking it through. They're just looking for something to eat.
Coyotes even are more prominent in other places now, too.
Oh, yeah. They're all over the place. We have a real problem with them on a farm, for sure. They go after the calves. They go after whatever they can sneak up on and get. Here's a nurse who's only 23 who suffered a cardiac arrest. Say it again, Doug. Cardiac. One more time. Third time is a charm. Cardiac arrest while training for that emergency. But she didn't die. Her coworkers saved her. So they were learning how to deal with someone who would be in cardiac arrest. She had one. And then
this
was up at Dartmouth College. Yeah, they've saved her. God knows what would have happened to her if they hadn't been around.
Right place, right
time. Yep. 18 after the hour on Good Day.
You know that look you get when a loved one opens up a gift and you know that you've nailed it? The perfect present? Well, we have just the gift to get that look. Hands-free Skechers Slip-ins. Because with hands-free Skechers Slip-ins, you just step into them and they're on. There's no bending down to the ground and you never have to touch your shoes. So how do hands-free Skechers Slip-ins work? It's like there's a built-in shoehorn in the heel so your foot slides into place. Find Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
A lot of special interest in certain people, and as Time Magazine names its Person of the Year, we're on the inside. This feels like I should be on Inside Edition, right? Or Extra, Extra, right? We've got the exclusive story, like nobody else has access to the person who's named Time. They make themselves feel, what's the guy's name? He's a Hispanic guy, got a big smile, big dimples. What the heck's his name? He's on all
Mario Lopez?
Mario Lopez, thank you. Yep. He's got it, man. I'm friends with everybody. They'll all go way out of their way to invite me to their Christmas parties. Yada, 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 yada. Anyway, so would you like to know, if you don't know yet, who Time Magazine's Person of the Year? Does it make a difference to you? Will it make
this
your day?
This year it does.
Yeah, for the first time in quite a while, this is a relevant, sort of a pretty relevant picture of a person who, yes, I think in my mind, and Jay's obviously, we think she deserves to be Person of the Year. Who is it? You'll find out after this.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
I've been under scrutiny. Yeah, okay. Yeah. You handle it beautifully. Yeah, oh, yeah. All of you get it? Me, yeah, oh, yeah. How many songs do you think Taylor Swift has recorded since she started when she was a teenager? It must be 300-400 songs, right?
So many that don't even make the... And I think that's one of the great things about a lot of these re-records is we are getting songs that she wrote while working on these albums that she ended up not putting on the album. So you have these, like, from Taylor's version from The Vault, and you're getting all of this new music that isn't new from when she wrote it, but it's new to all of us.
Yeah, right. So, yes, folks, Time Magazine has named Taylor Swift, for all the Swifties, its Person of the Year. The most played artist in all of the streaming platforms, for sure, on the radio, on television. She was in nine. There's a group of nine finalists that included Barbie, King Charles, Sam Altman, who was the OpenAI chief executive, and she won. I think that's appropriate, frankly. I'm looking at the rest of these. I think King Charles is a big stiff, and this guy, Sam Altman, I'm not sure what to make of him, frankly, yet. But her popularity and her goodness and sweetness, it seems. Don't you wonder what she's really like? Wouldn't you want to just sit down and have a conversation with her and maybe have a meal with her and find out what she's, what she's all about? Yeah, that's all. Hang out.
I want to play with the cats.
So she and Travis Kelce. So there's been some buzz about what she's really thinking. I don't know whether this is really coming from her or coming from somebody else. What's this? You're closer to this stuff than I am. So she achieves Time Magazine's Person of the Year. So what's the scoop with her and Kelce? Is it the real deal? What do you think?
I hope it is. I think there's something special about this relationship where he is openly supportive of her, where a lot of her other beaux were kind of like they want to make a name for themselves, not just Taylor Swift's boyfriend. And Kelce wears it proud.
All right, well, let's see what happens. 28 after the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Doug Stefan with my friend Elizabeth Miller. If you go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin, but there's also something. I was just in there, and I was thinking when you go to a place, this time of year, everybody's online, right? They're all looking to buy things, and they have carts. You have that same cart approach, so the people can go in, because there are other things that are in there besides just Calitrin. Calitrin's number one, your signature product.
And you know, we even have Calitrin consultants who will put together custom packages for you too. So, you know, a lot of the time if somebody calls in and we start talking about what your goals are and where you're carrying your weight, the Calitrin is overall rebuilding lean muscle, revving up your metabolism.
What's the special?
Well, right now we've got our unlimited buy 3, get 3 free. So that's that proven 90-day supply, that one with a huge 86% success rate.
Calitrin, the way to lose weight safely and...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. 3 people were fatally shot and a 4th person is expected to survive in an attack on the University of Nevada Las Vegas campus. That's located a couple miles east of the Las Vegas Strip. The Associated Press is reporting the shooting suspect was a 60-year-old professor who unsuccessfully applied for a job at UNLV. He previously worked at East Carolina University in North Carolina. Kevin McMahill is the sheriff for the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department.
UNLV campus police responded to the scene and engaged the suspect immediately right outside of Beam Hall. LVMPD officers also responded simultaneously. I can tell you today, three of the victims are confirmed deceased. There is a fourth victim who suffered a gunshot wound and is now currently in Sunrise Hospital, upgraded to stable condition.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel the difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Hello, my name is Lance Evan Fisher. This is my grandson's radio show, The Good Day Radio Program.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Just like the ones I used to know. When a tree child listens to and children listen to hear sleigh bells.
This is satisfying, if not for anybody else, for me. So
that's what matters.
That's what matters. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. I'm the Dugger. Jay Kirshner is here. It's December 7th, first day of Hanukkah, and Festival of Lights. People enjoying that for the next 8 days, even though the homeland is a mess. More things going on in Gaza. I don't feel like I want to recount any more of that stuff, because it's really not any different. There's no real news. It's kind of like the debate last night. There's no news that was produced out of that. And somebody sent me a note. They were offended. Okay, sorry. They were. I'm chuckling because I don't. I shouldn't say I don't care, because that's not really true. But if you're offended by something like that, when I say that they are all a waste of time, Nikki Haley maybe a little bit, but you know, there's not. There are a lot of really smart Republicans and Democrats who choose to not participate in this sort of thing. Interesting, Kevin, what's his face, McCarthy, is quitting. He's had enough.
Oh, yeah, resigning. Enough. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, at the end of the year, he's gonzo. I bet he's got a big job as the president of some university or something. They'll announce it, I'm sure, pretty soon in the next couple of days. But I don't blame him. To have the kind of foolishness that went on that led just those 12 people, Gates and that bunch of boobs, get the Democrats to kind of screw over the Republicans just because it's good sport. No. Not by, I should, you know what, I didn't do it. I should have asked Marjorie Taylor Greene when she was here yesterday, because she's a big fan of McCarthy's, what she thought about what was going on. But we had so many other things that we wanted to talk about that had really little to do with what most other people talked to her about. So if you want to hear that interview, it's at the Good Day Download, gooddayshow.com. Jay and I talking to Marjorie Taylor Greene. All right, so we got Hanukkah, we got Christmas. We have people who are trying to figure out what to get for gifts, short-term thinking disease that has people going, oh, what do we do? I don't know what to do. I don't know what to go. Don't you have people like that who say, I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. I don't know what to get you. I wouldn't let it worry
you. Or you tell them and then they ask follow-up questions of like, I don't understand what was so difficult. What size? Yeah. How many? Right. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. I'm not going to tell you how to spend your money. This is the product. No. Would you like to buy it? If you'd like to buy a smaller size, awesome. If you'd like to buy a bigger size, cool. Like, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Help yourself make, you know, kind of get your mind in gear. Make decisions and stuff. All right. It won't be hurtful. Just do something. Don't just say, I wonder what I should do for Mary. Speaking of Mary, Mary O'Malley, our resident psychic, is going to join us about 5 minutes here. We'll get tuned up for the holidays in terms of our psyche and our spirit. So tell me what you think of this, Jay. Mattel announces today that they have a new Barbie. The Barbie is a Cherokee Indian. Indian mm-hmm. or native or whatever you want to call it. And so they're all over the place promoting it. Now a lot of people are saying, oh, this is not good.
Why? And why so, is it good?
Well, it's a likeness of Wilma Mankiller, first woman to be elected chief of the Cherokee Nation. And the tribal folks love it. But then the people who are looking at it say, oh, this is terrible, are talking about the inaccuracies in the way that the doll was actually built. She was chief back in 1985, and so they decided on the anniversary, Barbie said, Mattel said, okay, we're going to make a doll that is an Indian doll or a native doll. They're also doing a doll that is sort of reminiscent of Jane Goodall. Remember her, the conservationist, and Maya Angelou and stuff like that. So anyway, the doll itself portrays this lady, Ms. Mankiller. Can I call her Ms. Mankiller? She died about 10, 12 years ago. She had dark hair, has a turquoise dress, carrying a basket. The chief now of the Cherokee Nation said he thought it was thoughtful and well done. But some people who are in the community said, oh, that basket, that's not authentic. Have you, what? Come on. I mean, I don't really, it's not something I'd buy as a gift for anybody, but are you that picky about stuff? Don't you have a life, if you folks?
Also, why did it take so long?
Well, that's a question. And then the people say, well, we've done it now, so give it a rest. I don't know. The reason I brought it up is because there's always somebody who's got something to say about everything. Can you not just let it rest? Who cares whether she's got a basket or not, or what it is that she, I don't know. I just think that people are just way in over their heads when it comes to being scrutinizing or critical. What do you have to be critical for? Just say, hey, this is an interesting thing, and move on. How does it affect you? Why would you care one way or another? Right? Doesn't affect me. Doesn't affect you, Jay, probably. Doesn't affect James. Doesn't affect most of the millions of people that listen to this program every week. So why you get your, what's the expression, your panties in a wad? Is that an expression?
That's an expression.
That's an expression, right. All right, Mary O'Malley, who is our resident scout, very soulful person, a very wonderful person. I love having her here because she's so positive. She's a psychic, she's a medium, she's a really good coach. So let's see what we can get from Mary as we work our way through the Good Day program. Now it's 41 past the hour.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
What kind of a holiday gift giver are you? The stop at the corner store on the way to the party kind? Or the thoughtful hunt for the perfect holiday gift kind? Well, if you're the thoughtful one, we've got the perfect gift. Hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Footwear that are so comfortable and so easy, everyone in your family will adore them. Because with Skechers slip-ins, you just step into them and they're on. There's no bending down to the ground, and you never have to touch your shoes. Find slip-ins for the whole family at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
I feel like I'm constantly cleaning hair off my bathroom floor. At least my Swiffer Sweeper makes it easy. Swiffer Heavy Duty Dry Cloths have ultra-thick pads to trap and lock hairs, like a hair magnet. And when I'm finished cleaning up my hair, Swiffer takes care of his too. Now the hair is gone, all thanks to Swiffer. Try Swiffer Sweeper Heavy Duty Dry Cloths. I promise you'll love them or your money back. And also try Swiffer Sweeper Wet to make quick work of tough, sticky messes.
Dell's Cyber Monday event is their biggest sale of the year. Shop limited-time deals on laptops like the stylish, innovative XPS 13, engineered to do it all on the Intel Evo platform. Plus, save big on ultra-sharp monitors and top-brand accessories. It's the perfect time to upgrade any home, business, or gaming setup powered by Intel Core processors. Shop now at Dell.com/deals to take advantage of huge savings and free shipping. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
Back now at 43 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Doug and Jay with Mary O'Malley, who is the chief cook and bottle washer at the soulscout.net. So those of you who would, you probably whisper, I don't want anybody to know this. I'm going to call Mary O'Malley and get a reading, but don't tell anybody. Right? Because I don't want somebody to think that I go to a medium or I want to talk to a psychic. Yada, yada. Well, if you want to hire it, hire her, then you just cover it up and say, hey, I got a personal coach, and her name is Mary O'Malley. And so that's how you do it. Okay. So what's the latest and the greatest? You know, I was thinking about with you, I was thinking about Norman Lear passing away at the age of 101. And other people, when they die, folks in the family want to know what's happened to them. Did they go to heaven? Where is their spirit? So people come to you and ask those kind of questions, don't they?
Yeah. Not so much did they go to heaven.
Where are they, I think, right?
They're kind of afraid to ask that question, you know.
Okay.
But yeah. They always ask me, are
would
they
you
okay?
Tell them if you knew?
That's a good question, Jeff.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's never happened. I've never met anybody who was communicating from hell. So, moot point.
I think I've heard a few, frankly, but that's a different story. So, all right. So, what would you tell them? If somebody said, I want to know what happened, if Mrs. Lear came to you and said, Mary, because I'm sure you've had your
Knowing being in Los Angeles where you are in Southern California, some famous people have probably come to you on the QT and asked about stuff like we all do.
It happens.
Yeah, of course it is.
Well, actually, I can tell you now, he's laughing, of course. He's fine. He's wondering why he waited so long to do that.
To go over?
Yeah. You know, he's got a tremendous amount of love inside of him. And so he's just like floating in it, like it's a pool, you know, and wow, I didn't expect to see, I don't know what I expected, but when
so tell me what we're experiencing. Really, this is very interesting and very compelling. Tell us what you're experiencing or what we're experiencing listening to you, because this is the first time, and you've been on this program for a number of years, you've done it with me personally, but I've not heard you go where you just went on the program, finding it. Was it easy for Norman Lear? Was it just came in? How did you get to where you were? Though, just instantly?
When it's pretty new, you know, when the person has just recently passed, it's not always easy to connect, right? So, so I didn't know what to expect, and I tuned in, and oh my gosh, he just, the way he's explaining it is he just gets to float in this huge pool of love. And it's just this most beautiful feeling of being taken care of and loved and honored and the warmth and everything there. And he's laughing because it's just so joyful. And
would a reading like this be affected by a person's religion?
I have not found that Norman, true.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have not found that to be true. I have not found any religion on the other side, to be honest with
you. Well, there isn't. It's made by man as a convenience to control people. That's pretty much all it is.
Well, you know, to control, but also, you know, that's our moral teachers, right? So.
Well, it's good if it's taken, if it's used the right way.
Yeah,
religion has a fabulous positive influence on people. But then it also creates wars like what's going on in the Middle East right now.
Oh,
it's a religious political war. Of course it is. Ridiculous. Yeah.
But anyway, Norman Lear is just so open and just so throwing love everywhere. He's throwing love everywhere is what he's telling me. Mm-hmm. I'm just throwing it everywhere. So that's really interesting. Thanks for asking me to do that. But and quite often the relative just needs to know that they're okay, that they didn't go to the other side and find out, oh, no.
I don't want to be here.
They ask you when they say, are they okay? Are they in heaven or hell? You know, they don't want to say that. But
I probably shouldn't have phrased the question that way, because that's a creation of man as well. That is heaven or hell. That's part of the religious gimmickry that goes with control. You want to go to heaven? Then be a good boy. That's kind of like Santa Claus, right? You're naughty or nice. You're naughty, you go to hell. You're nice, you go to heaven. Come on.
And you know, I have not found that to be true. I have found, I don't want to call it purgatory, but there was a space
limbo
that people go to sometimes when
you
they're
to
like,
limbo, don't you think? Sometimes
limbo, yeah, like when they're trying to deal with themselves, and it's not so much about, and it's almost like they hesitate to go through the tunnel or across the veil, because they have. They're leaving with these expectations. So,
I haven't found it to be true. My former wife and mother of my children is around all the time. I think she chooses not to leave because she wants to kind of see what's going on with the children and the grandchildren. I just feel that. All right, Mary O'Malley, check her out at thesoulscout.net. Get a reading like she just gave for somebody in your family, the info that she just gave about Norman Lear. Would you like to have that info about somebody in your family? 10 before the hour here on Good.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing, but you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The hour now, the Your Day program. Chuck Curry is here. Movie Moments. Chuck's our expert on film and television, and certainly this is appropriate. One of the themes from one of the television programs produced by Norman Lear. So he's continued up until, you know, now to still be prolific in his creative ability. When you look back, Chuck, at all the things that he created, mostly TV shows, who else has done what he's done, especially in that comedy venue, right?
Well, he changed the landscape of television in the 1970s. I mean, you know, you have sitcoms like, you know, that are popular this generation that still watch, like, obviously Friends, which is still a massive ratings getter on all these streaming services, and Seinfeld. And those are very funny shows. But if you look back at what Norman Lear did with All in the Family and Good Times, a show that I love both those shows, and Maud, and One Day at a Time, and The Jeffersons, not only did those shows make you laugh, they made you think. And, and the scripting and the acting in those shows were so good. I mean, as good as Carol O'Connor was as Archie Bunker, Gene Stapleton was equally as good. great as his wife Edith. I mean, they did an episode which I think is, in TV Guide highlighted this episode as one of the best episodes of all time, Edith's 50th birthday, which aired in 1977, which Edith Bunker was celebrating a birthday. A man comes in the house about some meeting, and he turns out to be a rapist. And you're literally on the edge of your seat in fear watching that episode and laughing at the same time. That's an episode that would never, ever, ever touch the light of day by a studio now, but it's an incredible piece of television, as most of those episodes were, of All in the Family. He was a groundbreaker, and he was a game changer, Norman Lear. It was sort of sad to see him pass at the age of 101.
Well, had a pretty good life. We just had a spiritualist medium connect with him in the afterlife. It was a pretty interesting conversation about what he's doing and where he is, and he's basically laughing, as we all should. That's what his wife said yesterday when he passed, that he would want us all to be laughing, and he certainly created that atmosphere so that we all could laugh. There's nothing, you know, look at all those shows, and you can't help but laugh. And so good for him.
Yeah, great program. Now, speaking of something different, Amazon Prime announced that Eddie Murphy, who stars in his movie Candy Cane Lane for the streaming service, the most streamed movie ever. It premiered last weekend. Yeah, I got a chance to watch it, and I got to tell you, it's really just content. I mean, they're not even trying to make anything viable as a real movie. And you go back to 1984, this week in movie history, with Beverly Hills Cop premieres in the United States. To me, one of the best movies of that decade.
Fabulous.
That, like eight or nine times in the theater.
Yeah.
One of the great audience participation films with people yelling and hollering and having a great time in the theater. And now Eddie Murphy's doing, and you know, good for him if he wants to take the paycheck. But this stuff's all content. It's just disposable. I think people are probably watching it when they're putting their Christmas tree up. Not going to get much out of it.
Nothing serious. Nope.
No.
Is that the case with Charlie Sheen? I see he's rattling around a little bit. He's been lying low for a number of years.
He has.
Trying to get sober. He's got his 14-year-olds. But is he back? It looks like he's
trying to... Well, he has a new... I guess he has a part on a new show that's airing on a streamer. It's from... what's his name? Lori, who did 2.5
Chuck
Men.
Lori.
Chuck Lorre, he's the creative guy behind this show. Well, listen, I always like you watch the repeats of 2.5 Men. I mean, it's one of the fun. It's edgy as anything, but it's one of the funniest. If you want to laugh, that show is funny, and he was great, and he really was great in sitcom. Charlie Sheen, obviously, he's a loose cannon. He's a little bit of erratic personality, but
you
know, as Jay said off air, you know, in terms of pop culture, he had his moment. There's no doubt about it. He gave new definition to winning.
Angelina, that's good, Tricker.
That's an inside.
Winning. Yeah, no, it wasn't inside. Angelina Jolie says that she wouldn't be an actress today. She's trying to keep, she's rethinking her career, and she's trying to keep her children from being interested in the business. How would you rate her as an actress? Maybe a 6 out of 10?
I mean, she certainly was beautiful. She's a good actress, solid actress. I mean, the thing, and again, I'm not judging her personal life, but you know, what happened between her and Brad Pitt with their children in custody. I mean, there's got to be a better, more healthy way to live life.
I thought she was good and Gone in 60 Seconds. I thought that was pretty interesting.
She's a good actress.
Yeah. All right, Chucker, we've got that. Everybody write that down. Chuck Curry says Angelina Jolie is a good actress. Got that as a quote for December 7th, 2023. And you will be back tomorrow. Yes, that'll be, I think we'll all be back tomorrow. That's my hope. Everybody, including everybody listening. 59 past the hour, and good day.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.